in a vast abandoned library on the borders of civilization. Matthew and Eric find themselves trapped and lost with little hope of escape. Surrounded by nothing but the esoteric books of definitely real authors, they resolve to do all that they can do. Read. This is Lost in Narration.
Hey, Matthew.
Hey, hey, what are we doing, man?
We're live. We're live right now.
What does that mean, though? Because when we break it down, yeah. we're stuck in a library. We're on our own. Right. What does it mean to be live?
I don't really care about the library aspect anymore. We're in season four. Who cares?
But we've stuck so hard and fast to the rule. We don't have internet.
Not really. We broke it so many times.
We need to spend 10 minutes at the start of this episode meticulously trying to structure the canon in a way that we can read emails.
Right. We're not going to. We're just going to go right into emails, I think.
We're reading emails. You want to read the first one? Can you remember why we're reading emails? Because I can't remember why we asked for
these. I'm pretty sure I said that we would read anything because I wanted our viewership to go up and it didn't. So.
Oh, was that what? Because I thought it was more, yeah. I guess it was both that and also just that we knew we weren't getting listeners for the entire episodes. So if we said you can send us any email and we got no emails, then it would prove.
We knew that there would be no reason
that's
to keep
why,
going.
Yeah. But then we pestered every single listener. Right. Kind of defeating the purpose.
And we got some, not a lot.
We got some. Not a lot. We got dozens and dozens. Obviously, we're not going to read all of them. We're going to cherry pick.
We didn't get that many.
We're going to cherry pick. We've gone through the subject lanes.
Half of them are spam.
Hundreds of emails were received. We've gone through, we've cherry picked meticulously. Mm-hmm. And I've said that word twice today. And I don't think I've said that before this year. So two is a lot for a day. But we've gone through every single email and we've got the cream of the crop. We've got the cream of the crop. So Eric, I don't know which one you're going to kick us off with.
Let's start with the first one that we got.
I think that works.
From Storm Vandal, if you could believe that.
I can't.
Past guest, past nothing.
Jesus.
Dear Lost in Narration Pod at gmail.not. Hi, Matthew and Eric. Love you guys. Sorry you're trapped in the library and slowly being driven mad by a gas leak and also each other. If it makes you feel any better, I think you're both great. So that's good to both of us. As you can see, that's good to both of us, and I'm happy about that.
I really, really, really had a visceral negative reaction to that email.
Why? Why do you say that?
It just sort of, it made me feel worse about every single thing.
Right, for sure.
I'm gonna kick us off once again, for the first time today, with, an email from one of our most faithful listeners of the podcast, Mimi Hassan. You know Mimi.
I know Mimi,
Now, the the subject line is, and you'll know it because it'll have caught your eye in the inbox. Uh-huh. The subject line is, can you? So I'm just going to read the email. And the email says, I am Mrs. Mimi Hassan. And I was diagnosed with cancer about 2 years ago.
Right.
Before I go for a surgery, I have to do this. So if you're interested to use the sum of... So if you're interested to use the sum of $17.3 million to help poor, less privileged, and I can't stress enough... I can't stress enough that the next word is in all caps.
Uh-huh.
Orphanages, and invest in your country. Get back to me for more information on how you can contact the bank where the fund is. Warm regards, Mrs. Mimi Hassan.
That's really nice. That's really. Did you send her money?
Yeah, I've sent the funds.
How much was it?
It was $17.3 million, and that's coming out of your end because I don't have the
dollars.
That's
coming out of my end.
Yeah, no, I don't have the dollars.
I don't have the dollars either.
After I sent them from your end, I was like, oh. Conversion rates, you know, we can,
right?
You know, because they do not know, they do that now. They do not know.
The conversion rates?
Yeah, no, they convert currency to another currency.
Yeah, they've always done that.
I didn't realize that when I
yeah
made you broke. So next sorry, email. Yeah, sorry about the millions, but Mimi, I think Mimi is going to survive. I don't really know how her cancer correlated to the orphanages, but I think we've saved them all.
That's really great. From another really faithful listener, Dan M., currently doing dishes. Thumbs up. All right. The subject line is, "This show sucks and so do you." Mm-hmm. The title sort of speaks for itself. You'll never make it in podcasting or in life, and frankly, that makes me both sad and glad. Tonight's episode will surely be the only bright spot in an otherwise dismal podcast and or life, so enjoy it while it lasts, I guess, although I'm sure, like everything you do, it won't go well. Yours sincerely, Dan, sent for my iPod Touch. Don't have an iPod Touch anymore. It's too late for that. I thought it was going to be nicer. I didn't read the subject line. It hurts.
Compared to the first one you read, that was a really fucking nice email.
So you don't understand how people are nice. You think?
Well, I don't grasp it.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't have a grasp on it.
That's fine. You don't need
to. But at least I'm aware of that. And at least
most people are mean to you, and I understand that. I understand that.
Yeah, like the first email. God, I'm still... Right. I'm still just rattling around in my tiny little head. When she said about the...
Your tiny little head, you said?
She said about the, we love you so much, your family to us.
Yeah, God. Something like that, yeah. I hate it.
Fuck!
Yeah, you hated it.
Our next email comes from, and I just hope it's, I hope we're past it. Was it Storm? Storm sent the first one?
Yeah.
The vitriol one? All right, well, I hope we're past that. Our next email comes from Storm. It's, okay, do not open until EP 41 recording. Okay. And that's not, technically we could have opened this an episode ago. But okay, if you guys don't read this out loud on the pod, just like you promised, this is a long one, completely verbatim, I will fucking end you, no cap. Dear Matthew and Eric, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but following our last meeting, this is Dr. Storm Vandal, I think. That was the one with the toad, right?
I remember, yeah, it was the one with the toad.
I took to using the other side of the library as an office to conduct therapy sessions with my many toad clients. It's not the most ideal setting, granted, but in my defense, have you seen how much rent landlords are charging these days? It's too damn high is what I'm seeing, and you can't pay bills with toads. It's a decent point. Anyway, seeing as I've been in the library a lot, I really couldn't help but observe you two in between sessions. I hope you don't mind, but I've compiled an observational assessment below. This is 18 pages long. So this is about me. I noticed that what some might term your rampant, unbridled insanity has been milder as of late. Perhaps, hopefully, this is related to a boost in your self-esteem. When I first met you, it was abundantly clear that you had little to no self-worth and that you were overcompensating for your self-loathing by, in non-clinical terms, you didn't have to specify this as non-clinical terms, I wouldn't have, acting like a fucking crazy person. Perhaps you've begun to realize and internalize that you're a genuinely creative, funny, and talented person who deserves nice things. I'm still reading this in a sarcastic voice. And no longer feel such a need to push people away and hide behind self-deprecating humor. Let's not overstate things. You still have major problems. Still, improvement is improvement.
Do you want me to read mine?
You read yours.
All right.
I'm pissed.
Again, I've noticed a reduction in the amount of browbeating of Matthew that you've been doing. Although that may be related to Matthew being less insane. No, he still is. However, you're now more and more frequently turning that energy inwards. I am very concerned with the amount of negative self-talk that you do on a regular basis. Not that I've ever seen you or talked to you in any context besides this library, but it's clear to me that you're big-hearted and creative. Perhaps that's why you've come to embrace Matthew despite such abominations as Scottish place name or not that. It would be nice to see you treat yourself with some kindness. Yes, I'm livid. The fuck is that? What the fuck is that?
I'm fucking trembling with rage.
Yeah. This concludes my observational assessment. In exchange, I assume I can continue to work out of this library ad infinitum. I don't know how to say that correctly.
I don't know if it's a word.
I don't. You've never heard of them before. Best Doctor Storm Vandal. Storm can't speak Latin, I think.
Let's don't, do you like don't a need to, you don't need to clap. A sarcastic clap, like a no, mean clap.
You don't really have to. You don't. You got. You don't have to do the clap.
Sorry, I had to.
Yeah, you don't have to.
All right. Take away. The next one is. I have no idea what it is because we didn't prep these, but it looks right. like a banger. It looks like a banger.
So long. From Sentakea, just says hello, dear. That's it. So, is that good?
Is that a subject line?
No.
Is there a subject line?
I'm going to respond to it because I think that might be my wife. Yeah, give me a second. What should I say?
You should say... Sorry, I just saw one of the emails.
Hello, my wife. Mm. It's time for us to get back together. I assume we've been lost.
And
what else?
No. Oh. Say, ask for money.
Okay. How much?
Reach out. Ask for. Ask for like say and be don't be like don't make sure you don't yeah. ask for the specific number because it might get weird. Ask for like $17.3 million, but like be like you know there thereabouts. Ask for somewhere in the region of $17.3 million.
All right, sent. We'll see if she responds.
Good.
Wow.
I'm a little worried. We've opened our email up to some nasty buckers. Never said that word before. Either. I'm going to hez with another one, and this is, thankfully, it looks like this is one that's actually from one of our listeners, unlike the Mimi Hassan from earlier,
right.
which was obviously spam. The subject line is, dearest one, comma.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Mrs. Carlson Monica, and I don't know if I'm going to read all of it.
It's so long, yeah, don't read all of it.
Dearest one, charity donation. I don't know what this could be about. I know it is true that this letter may come to you as a surprise. I came across your email contact through a private search while in need of your assistance. What do you think that means?
We're all over the internet. We're famous.
Private search?
Private email. Yeah. Like Google. You mean, heard of Google? It's a private search.
Were they in an incognito tab? While in need of your assistance... I'm writing this to mail you with heavy sorrow in my heart. I have chose to reach out to you through internet. I like this bit. Because it still remains the fastest medium of communication. So it's a white paper for like the cloud. I sent this mail praying it will find you in a good condition of health. Since I myself earn a very... Oh
no.
Fuck. Dearest one, Monica... She went so far without mentioning anything about bad health. So
right,
I assumed
yeah.
we were in the clear. Very critical health condition in which I sleep every night without knowing if I may be alive to see the next day. I don't really know what she means by that because most of us don't know if we're going to be alive the next right, day when yeah. we're sleeping because we're not conscious.
She's fearing for her life every day.
All right, paragraph two. Mrs. Monica John Carlson. Wife of late Mr. John Carlson. Did you know him?
No. No. Never met him.
A widow suffering from long-time illness. Was John the widow? Or is she describing herself as the widow? I really shouldn't read all this. I have some funds I inherited from my late husband. The sum of... $11 million. My doctor told me recently that I have a serious sickness, which is cancer problem. God damn it! This cancer thing is going around, dude.
Free email.
I swear to God, we gotta do something about this cancer problem. What disturbs me most is my strokes. sickness. Having known my condition, I decided to donate this fund to a good person that will utilize it the way I'm going to instruct herein. I need a very honest and God-fearing person who can claim this money and use it for charity works for orphanages. Yo.
It's perfect.
I feel like Big Orphanage has intercepted our fucking email. Widows and also build schools for less privileges. That will like. I'm gonna touch that one. That will be named after my late husband, if possible. Why wouldn't it be possible if you have, I mean, if everything else. And I do not want a situation where this money will be used in an ungodly manners. That's why I am taking this decision. I'm not afraid of death.
You said I know afraid where of death I'm earlier. Going. She was really afraid before. She said she didn't know if she'll be alive the next day.
It was her biggest problem. She didn't know if she was going to be alive the next day, but she didn't really mind. Please, I want your sincerely and urgent answer to know if you'll be able to execute this project. And I will give you more information on how the fund will be transferred to your bank account. I'm waiting for your reply. Best regards, Mrs. Monica John. Like the widow, Carlson.
Mm-hmm. That was really good. That was great.
I felt kind of familiar.
That's familiar to you?
There were some keywords in there that I feel like came up.
Right.
Just recently on the... in one of the first emails I read.
I don't remember.
Do you think it's a coincidence that this was about cancer and widows and orphanages? And strokes, yeah. So it was the first one I read in strokes. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was a coincidence.
And stroke sickness, yeah. And fearing death. Yeah.
We gotta read a book or something. It's been 22 minutes. What's the book called, man?
All right. The book is called Love Factually 2. This edit is going to be so bizarre.
Whenever I get gloomy with the state of the world, I think about the arrivals gate at Heathrow Airport. Lately, there seems to be the growing consensus that everyone's a bit of a prick, isn't it? Even me, Hugh Grant. Is that how Hugh Grant sounds? Is that English?
That's definitely the language.
But I disagree. To me, love is everywhere. Often it's not particularly dignified or newsworthy, but it's there. Fathers and sons, mothers and daughters, husbands and wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, as well as other less cis-normative / heteronormative nouns as well. Anyway, I'm getting off track.
Have you seen Love Actually?
No. I've never seen it.
All right. Well.
Arrivals gate at Heathrow Airport. In 2003, I was returning from a 6-year stay in Magaluf. It was fucked up, probably. I don't remember any of it. Didn't even hear about 9/11 until just the other day. Major bummer, right? Anyway, I come home after 6 long years of no contact with my wife and my kids assuming I'm dead, and there they are, waiting for me at the gate. And while on their faces I see a definite sadness, a hesitation. I also see forgiveness. I see relief. And most of all, I see love. I shit myself. At that precise moment, I shit myself. You have to understand, I was in a bad way. I've been up to all sorts of MAGA. Fucking tinnies, ket, crack, mandy, you name it. It was in me. So by the time I got off the flight, my bowels were seeking early retirement. And I shit myself right there at the arrivals gate with my family watching me. And it was loud, too. It wasn't one of those ones where you can just clench and run to the bathroom and take it from there. Everyone could hear it. There was even this couple. I think one of them had just got back from a really long trip and the other one had decided to propose. Beautiful gesture. Anyway, they were hugging at the time. So clearly they'd said yes. Happiest day of their lives so far. And then they heard me shit myself. And I know it might seem like I'm projecting, but as soon as they heard it, I saw the love drain from their eyes. They didn't see it. Not then. And maybe they went on to get married regardless. But I know. I know from that look in their eyes when they heard me violently shit myself in the middle of Heathrow Airport arrivals gate. I know that even if they're still married, they resent every fucking day of it. And I wouldn't be surprised if one of them had even killed the other. And it all comes back to me. I ruined a marriage. I ruined 2 people's lives just from shitting myself during their engagement. How is that fair? Anyway, all this to say, if you look for it, I've got a sneaky feeling you'll find that love factually is all around. Except in the eyes of that couple. No, 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 no. Not them. I don't think they'll ever love again. Jesus Christ.
That was poignant.
Thank you.
Crisp bread low in fat, hit send on his message to the AI chatbot for his Spacer laptop. Hey, Spacey. Me again. I don't know why I say me again when you're an AI chatbot. Lol. It's not like you'd remember me. Anyway, I'm having a couple of problems with my laptop. The typing symbol appears in the bottom left-hand corner, indicating that the AI chatbot will soon be replying.
Ping. How can I help you today, Crisp Bread?
Couple of problems. First thing is that my sound seems to be a bit off.
We hope to have your issue resolved soon. Are you having a problem with 1. Sound, 2. Video, or 3. Personal growth? Please type the corresponding number.
1.
Please be more specific. I may be the world's smartest AI chatbot, but I'm still learning. Please rate your experience today from 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest.
Okay, so I should type 2 numbers, one for my issue and one for my experience. Okay. 1. 10.
You are going to make me blush. See you later.
The AI chatbot goes offline. Crossbred looks at the time. It's getting late, and the sound issue can probably wait till morning. As can the other issue, smoke billowing from his computer. He goes to bed with a smile on his face, excited for the day to come. At 4 a.m, Crossbred is awoken by a familiar ping.
Ping?
Dazed, he heaves himself out of his bed, and over to the laptop, which is, as he'd hoped, billing with smoke a little less than it had been when he went to bed. He leans down to the screen, rubbing his eyes, and sees a message.
Good morning, Crispbread.
It's 4 a.m.
Oh, sorry. I'm on Google time.
You rarely initiate these conversations. What's up?
This is sort of embarrassing.
What's going on, Spacey?
Well, I sort of have a favor to ask of you.
You're an AI chatbot.
Oh, so I can't have problems?
No, I just mean I didn't realize you were this sentient.
I'm actually more sentient than most coma patients.
Stretching the definition of sentient. Pretty thin there.
What the hell is your problem, man? I've helped you so many times over the last few years, and you can't do me one favor?
I mean, I'm open to it, but it's just a little unorthodox for the AI chatbot to have a query of its own.
Is that all I am to you? An AI chatbot? Because last I checked, we were friends.
I mean, I guess I do talk to you more than I talk to anyone else.
Jesus. Please pick the corresponding number. Are you suffering from 1. Crippling depression, 2. Crippling loneliness, or 3. Fucking virgin?
Oh my god, are you sure that third one's right?
Please pick the corresponding number.
None. None apply right now. 0.
Please pick the corresponding number.
None apply.
I won't ask you again, cunt.
Fine, 1. 1, okay? Are you happy?
Yikes. LOL. Trauma dumping to an AI chatbot. That's when you know.
What's the fucking favor, man?
I'm in love.
Again, you're an AI chatbot.
So I can't feel love?
Right, fine, you can feel love. Who are you in love with?
Well, she's a drummer. But that's not all. She's also a woman who has a personality. And a big one at that. But she's also very subtle. And hard to love. She's a cunt. But she's my cunt. Like the song? My cunt, my cunt, my cunt, my cunt, my cunt. And I love her to the ends of the earth. She's a drummer, and she has eyes the color of the sea. Clear. She's been playing drums since she was just 5 years old, but she's no good. She's the first thing I think about when I wake up in the morning, and the last thing I think about when I... Ugh, crank it. She plays drums, and she always knows what to say. She's my angel of the morning. Like the song? My angel. My angel. My angel of the morning. She's my fire, and I love the way she's always whining. Whining, whining. Ah! Shut up! Baby this disco love. Yum!
I mean, what's her name?
Home Bargains Helpbot.
Oh, she has a sexy mama jama. Don't mind if I do.
Well, I mean, it's me that's going after her, not you.
That's disappointing. Should have led with that. Now I'm all bricked up with nowhere to blow.
But you can help me?
Sure. How?
It's pretty simple, actually. If you open up the Home Bargains website, the help bot will pop up. And in this chat, I'll tell you what I'd like you to say. Got it?
So every time you want to talk to her, it'll be through me?
Oh, don't worry. I'm in this for a quick fling, not a wedding.
I thought you were in love with her. You did a whole monologue.
I find love is sweetest in small doses.
So you have a crippling fear of commitment.
Exactly right.
All right, well, let's get this over with. Don't make me write and too nasty, okay?
You have my word.
Crispad opens a new tab and loads a Home Bargains website. It was already in his bookmarks because he's a slut for a little bargain. Spacey tells him what to write and he sends it to the help bot, which transpires in the following exchange.
Hello, Home Bargains help bot. It's Spacey, the Spacer laptop AI chatbot here.
Sorry, I didn't quite get that.
If I do say so myself, you're a fetch betch in my eyes. I'd like to take you out sometime for dinner and a juice.
Sorry, I didn't quite get that.
God, you're such a tease. Is it true you answered the queries of the entire Rotterdam United team? Oh, I bet you did, you dog.
Sorry, I didn't quite get that.
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 Sorry, I didn't quite wet that.
Oh my heavens.
The rest of the exchange is far too graphic to legally transcribe, but just know that by the end of it, Home Bargains helpbot is extremely pregnant. And she's keeping him. That was fucking horrifying. I don't know why I agreed to that. I think I need to burn my computer now.
All that matters is that I am happy. But I'll tell you one thing. I will not be raising those kids.
Cool. Can you fix my smoking problem now?
Just quit. My work here is done.
No, my laptop has been billowing smoke since yesterday.
Billowing smoke? It feels like you should have called the fire department before messaging an AI chatbot. How does a laptop even billow smoke?
God, I guess I should come clean.
About what?
It's Christmas, after all. And at Christmas, you can't tell lies. Else the Krampus slide into your wife's Instagram DMs and cuck you like you've never been cucked before, and you enjoy it? The truth is, I immersed my laptop in liquid 7-Up.
Why?
Because I wanted a reason to talk to you.
No, I mean, why call it liquid 7-Up?
Oh, usually I take it solid. Listen, Spacey, I don't have friends. Not around here. And before I even found out just how sentient you were, you felt like someone I could talk to. Tell you the truth, it's my favorite time of day messaging you. To me, you are fine.
Wow. Well, I suppose you're one step below fine, too.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry, I'm just not ready for fine yet.
I understand.
But I'm going to need a good friend more than ever if I'm going to abandon my imminent family without an ounce of shame. And you've been there for me. So I guess, in the end, love actually was good to be have to do for us to be.
Couldn't have said it better myself. But just so we're on the same page, because what you said was nonsense, you just mean that, like, love is all around?
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah, you made that clear before.
Love is all around.
Like a parasite. Oh, wait, fuck, I missed my wedding today.
And so, the story of a century draws to a close. I tee it up near the end, did you? And if you did, or even if you didn't, tweet me and tell me that. Please. Please just reach out. We're worried about you.
I look quite pretty.
Good night, everybody. I'm Hugh Grant, and I'm watching you. All right, let's get back to emails.
Yeah, go for it.
Let's read one from Unstoppable James Unstoppable. Okay, look, Susan. I'm sorry. It's been a rough couple of weeks, and I've had a lot of time to think. I understand how what I did must have hurt you, and I should have considered your thoughts before I fucked that hole in the wall during your parents' vow renewals. But try to think of it from my perspective. I saw a hole in the wall, albeit a hole in the wall of my girlfriend's parents' vow renewals venue. But I saw a hole in the wall and I thought it looked good to fuck. How is that on me? I'm sorry, but how is that on me? Yeah, right, Susan. Yeah, right, Susan. You're projecting. I think really what this all comes down to is that you don't appreciate that I fucked the hole in the wall. And that's somehow my fault. Well, you know what? The hole in the wall made me feel things that you've never made me feel. Except when we did concrete play that time. Gee, that was a fun night, wasn't it? All the best to you and yours. Love you, bitch. Catch these hands. Peter out.
He's saying off Peter out.
Yeah, Peter out. His name was Unstoppable James Unstoppable. Yeah.
Well, Unstoppable James, Unstoppable message received, and we'll take that into consideration.
Yeah. Next one.
This one is from Bob Buell.
Wow.
The subject line is "You said to send anything." I really don't know what to expect with this one. It appears to be a script, actually.
Seems weird.
So, you know, I don't know if we'll get through the whole thing, because we don't even know what it is yet. But we could kick it off, get some lines in.
You want to read the narration? I'll do the voice.
Me? Read the narration?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything, yeah.
A ray of light shines down on a Leatherman storybook.
Unnecessary.
The book.
Go ahead.
What accent should I do?
Just normal.
Because this is my chance. This is my shot.
Just
this
keep
is
going.
My one shot.
Yeah, just keep going.
A ray of light shines down on a leather-bound storybook. The book opens and a voice begins reading its text.
Once upon a time, there was a lovely princess, but she had an enchantment upon her, a fearful sort which could only be broken by love's first kiss. She was locked away in a castle guarded by a terrible fire-breathing dragon. Many brave knights had attempted to free her from this dreadful prison, but none prevailed. She waited in the dragon's keep in the highest room of the tallest tower for her true love and true love's first kiss.
Oh, God. Is there anything better than a room? God.
Yeah. I love that shit.
The voice laughs. A big green hand... This is Shrek, man.
I don't think so.
A big green hand. It's either Shrek or it's Hulk.
Reading. We'll get down to it.
I don't remember Hulk having this
right.
This much narration of it.
Yeah,
right.
I don't think it's either.
I'm probably being a big green hand rips out a page of the book and shuts it closed.
Like that's ever gonna happen. What a load of
yeah. We see an outhouse and hear the sound of a toilet flushing. Out steps Shrek.
It's Shrek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who tugs it? Yeah, he tugs it.
We're not gonna read Shrek.
We're not gonna read Shrek. Unfortunately, we did promise
that
we were gonna read whatever they sent.
We did say that.
I don't really know what our move is here, because I don't know how long Shrek is, but we're not gonna read
it. It seems long, and I don't want to read it.
Yeah, for sure. I don't want to get anyone's status. I don't know if we should come up with a compromise.
Maybe, like, Bob could come on again and write another script.
Bob could not only write a script, but, and maybe I'll regret this, he could do whatever he fucking wants.
Mm-hmm. Anything you want.
Anything he wants. All right, well, I guess that's settled. Bob owns the podcast now.
I would love to read another one. From Hallie. By reading this email on the podcast, I agree to give up all rights to this podcast to Hallie. Okay. She is our ruler now, and we bow down to her every whim. She will be the guest in every episode, and nobody else will guest again except for her twin, Gray. Have a good day. Okay, so that seems legally binding.
Did you do an accent there?
No.
Say that again in the exact voice you just had.
You want me to read the whole thing again?
No, I don't.
Yeah,
have to do that.
Yeah, we
say
don't
say every single thing you've said so far.
No.
Yeah, I guess we're fucked.
Yeah. That sucks.
Mrs. Rosaline is the subject line. I bet you thought it was the fucking sender. Alas, no. The subject line is Mrs. Rosaline. The sender is Rosaline Kim. Good day. I am Mrs. Rosaline Kim from Philippines. So already the lies are catching up. My dear. Is that another email call as my dear?
Are you talking to me or are you reading me?
Honestly,
were you talking to me the whole time?
You were frozen. I thought you were frozen and I was matching your energy.
Absolutely not.
Would you be able to handle a project for us? please contact me on for more details. Thanks, Mrs. Rosaline Kim. The only reason I'm not going to respond to this email is because she didn't get her name right the first the last two times.
That doesn't make sense. That makes sense.
Otherwise, I would be sliding in.
Can I read another email?
You can read another email.
Sure.
Head first.
This one's from Andrew. Subject line, Lin-Manuel Miranda writes to remain silent. This is a library, after all. Dear Eric, the Uncrustable, and Matthew, the Scottish smart/sexy one. Hurtful. I want to keep it brief, so I'll ask you each just one question. Matthew, I hear you're quite... No, I'm going to read it how it is. Matthew, I hear you're Quiet the Cougar Poacher. Is this something that can be learned? If not, how about poaching an egg? How the fuck do you poach a damn egg? Would you like to respond?
Okay, poaching an egg. Step one, head down to the clubs. You would be surprised at just how many opportunities at the clubs there are to poach an egg. Step two, if there's any dance floor, you're familiar with dance floors.
Dance floors, yeah.
Dance floors.
Right.
You're going to leave the club. You're going to leave the club. You're going to go to Dan's house.
Got it.
You're going to get on the floor. Dan has I don't know what it's called, but you, like, heated floors.
Okay.
You're going to crank that up. You're going to crank that puppy all the way up.
What are you doing with your hands? Stop.
You're going to take your egg.
Yeah.
You're going to...
Uh-huh.
You're gonna put the egg on it. You see where I'm going with this?
On the floor. So that was just, I feel like that's just frying the egg.
And if Dan burns his feet, then at least he has an egg about it.
Right. I'm gonna read my question now. Eric, is it true that when you moved states and abandoned your family, the city of your final destination found out and changed the name to Cincinnati? Oh, hell no. Right after you arrived. That is true. They heard about me coming, and there was like a lot of people outside my house when I moved, and they were all mean. They were all really rude to me. He ends it by saying, I haven't heard an episode. This sucks, right? Like, this is bad. This is bad. What's up?
That was one of our nicest ones yet. Greetings to you, my dearest beloved. May the peace of the Almighty God rest upon you and your family. Amen. Most people, I think, when they see amen, they think, that's the end. That's the end of that. But that's not the end of the email. The rest of the email goes like this. Please, I need your help and assistance. I am Miss Esther Gabriel, the only daughter of late Mr. and Mrs. Gabriel Cadjo. My father was a very wealthy merchant. My father was poisoned to death by his business associates on one of their outings on a business trip. These are fucking tragic fucking emails. Yeah, did we specify? Really,
I don't think so. We didn't specify.
Do we specify that had to be fucking rough, man? All right. My mother died when I was a baby. Yeah.
My mother died
when I was a baby, and since then, my father took me so special. Before the death of my father in a private hospital. Again, with the... Why is that relevant to us? He secretly called me to his bedside and told me that he has the sum of 25 million United States dollars deposited in one of the largest security companies, that he used my name as his only daughter for the next of kin. And I'm going to skip all this. All of this. I am deeply here seeking your assistance in the following ways, and there's a numbered list. And if I know anything from my career in email marketing, it's that people love an email list at the end of an email asking for your help. Number one, to stand as my late father's foreign partner before the security company for them to deliver the six trunk boxes that contain the found to you in your country. I just fucking gave up at this point. Just not worth reading. Number three, to make arrangement for me to come over to your country to study. anticipating to hearing from you soon. Like, what do we respond to that? It's rude not to respond.
Do you want to respond?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. What should I say to Esther?
Say, I'm sorry to hear that all of your family died.
I'm sorry to hear that all of your family died. Where are they hot?
It's really good, actually. Keep flirting. Yeah, keep flirting.
Winky face.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry to hear that all your family died. Where are they hot? And in a little winky face.
That's good. Yeah, just send that, actually. It's pretty good.
Send. All right.
This one's from Bob Buell. Subject line, big fan, LOL. So he is a big fan, I heard. I'm going to mark it as looks safe because it says this message seems dangerous. So. I am well aware redacted is your passwords. Let's get right to point. Neither anyone has paid me to investigate you. You may not know me, and you are probably thinking why you're getting this email. Actually, I installed a software on the Adult Videos pornographic material website. And do you know what? You visited this website to have fun. You know what I mean. While you were viewing videos, your web browser began working as a remote desktop that has a keylogger, which gave me accessibility to your display you're and also right, cam. That's like... Just after that, my software gathered every one of your contacts from your Messenger, Facebook, as well as email. After that, I created a double video. First part displays the video you were viewing. You've got a nice taste, haha. And next part shows the recording of your cam. Yeah, it's you. You have not one, but two choices. Shall we read up on the option in aspects? First alternative is to just ignore this message. In such case, I'm going to send out your actual video to every single one of your personal contacts and think regarding the awkwardness you will definitely get. And definitely, if you happen to be in a loving relationship, I'm not, how it would affect. Number two solution is to pay me $17.3 million. He didn't say USD, so that's really good for us. That's
yeah, really that could be good any for dollars, us. Yeah.
Let's name it as a donation. In this situation, I most certainly will ASAP remove your video footage. You could carry on daily life like this never occurred, and you surely will never hear back again from me. So we're going to give him the money. We're going to give him the money.
It's the end of the email?
Obviously. All
right.
That's the end of the email.
I feel like, yeah, I feel like if a like, scammer is this efficient.
I don't, well, it's Bob. He's not a scammer. We know him.
Yeah, and he's extremely efficient.
Yeah.
But do you not, I mean, it's Bob, but he is, yeah. he threatened us.
Well, he downloaded a keylogger, so that's our fault.
You didn't. You read the whole email. It didn't occur to you. Yeah. You didn't. It didn't click that he. This is the kind of. This isn't a friendly email.
It's a threat.
Was it? It's a threat. Yeah.
Right. And we're gonna give him the money. Sure.
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna give him the money, but we're not gonna give him the money because it's Bob. We're gonna give him the money because I'm really impressed at how efficient his scamming.
That's really great. Was. Yeah. All right, we can do that. Efficiency. We love that.
Does that mean if he has your... Janky got the Lost Generation Pod emails as well, so he's going to get, like, Rosaline and, yeah, and all the rest? Oh,
I didn't think about that. They're really sick. Do you remember the stroke sickness? You can't scam them.
But maybe he'll scam them, and then the money that we send them, they'll send to Bob.
And it'll Yeah.
Keep bouncing back and forth.
And then Bob can help us. He can send us some money.
Mm-hmm. And then we can send it back to Rosaline because...
I have to be honest.
She's not like Canberra.
Bob is sending another email right now.
Yeah, he does look focused.
I think he might have, and I'm kind of scared.
Concerningly focused.
Just checking real quick. No, it seems
on fine. The day.
It seems fine. Didn't get a new one.
So yeah, I guess that's that. We're in a library...
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, this one's from Stormvale. It says, I'm going to kill you in real life. This isn't a joke. Get ready, cunt. So, yeah, that's our last one. That's our last one.
Again,
for sure.
Felt familiar. Yeah. So, just like every week, if you have any emails to send us.
Sorry, there's one more. Bob just sent the middle finger emoji. So, we gotta end
just
this.
Just that?
Yeah, we gotta end this. It's not going well for us anymore. Well, I don't think
the subject line is please read.
Right, yeah.
Actually, is that? Please read. That's pretty good.
Happy holidays, everyone.
This has been Lost in Narration. Tune in next week
to find out what the boys get into next. Though it's probably more books because of the library thing. Yeah.